Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. State Representative Guy Vanderlinden joins us on today's program to provide an update from the latest going on in the Iowa House of Representatives.
Well, Representative, we're now 3 weeks into the 2018 Iowa legislative session, and the first major bill coming from your chamber was water quality. That was approved, in fact, just a little bit earlier this week, a bill that was on the table from last year that was approved this year. What was your reaction to that bill passing, and what are some of the key provisions that people can expect when it comes to funding water quality projects in the state?
Well, I voted against that bill. Frankly, I don't recall the key provisions. My issue was that the House passed what I considered a better bill last year that I thought was going to be, would go to conference and we would compromise between the two. That didn't happen. And so my hope was that we could accomplish that this year by voting down, voting down the Senate bill. But the House chose not to do that, so the Senate bill went to the governor, and that will be the one that goes into effect.
And are there any issues specifically that you're taking with this bill as opposed to the one that you tried to pass last year?
No, there were some funding details in the other bill that I liked better, but the point was that the House passed the bill with 79 votes, including every single Republican vote, and the Senate wouldn't even discuss it, would not even think about changing so much as a comma in their bill. I found that unacceptable. So it wasn't about water quality, it was about how the process works, and I'm disappointed that we weren't able to do that, but that's okay.
And one of the other key things that both chambers have been working on through the first 3 weeks is addressing the current fiscal year shortfall. The Senate released their numbers late this week. What is some of the work going on in the House right now to address the current budget shortfall of about $50 million?
Well, I think the current shortfall is closer to $37 million. And the governor has provided us with her input on that. I think the governor's numbers are better, frankly, than the Senate's numbers. I haven't had a chance to determine how the Senate came up with their proposed cuts, but I suspect that the House will be more reasonable about the size of those cuts.
And do you have any idea or timeline for when the House seems to be moving forward with their version of what the cuts may be?
Yes, we're already discussing our version. I would expect that there will be a bill probably next week, a House bill that we will get moving through committee for sure.
And now as we look ahead, obviously 3 weeks already in, so a lot of work done, but not a whole lot of bills passed. The water quality, the first one that's come up to the governor's desk. What are some of those other key items that you anticipate will really start getting discussed once the House and Senate come to an agreement on the current cuts?
Well, the two big ones that will have to come up is we will have to do a de-appropriations bill from last year. I hope it's not as big as what the Senate proposes. I know it won't be that big. But we'll have to do that, and then we will have to do state supplemental aid for schools. And after that, I'm hopeful that we will get around to some sort of tax reform bill, which is my primary interest.
And that's, of course, the committee that you chair in the House. No conversations yet, though, about tax reform. Has it really just been focused on getting through this current fiscal year?
Oh, no. There's conversation going on. But we don't have a bill yet. Certainly haven't introduced a bill, although I expect that to happen in the next week or certainly the next 2 weeks. We will have a bill.
Once again, that was State Representative Guy Vanderlinden. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.